יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
We know today is January 27th, 2026. It's Shavuot number 9, Shavuot 9. And also, on a side note, this is the International Holocaust Remembrance Day. The International Holocaust Remembrance Day, Shavuot 9. 5786. We remember. Yes, we do. And we're praying that God would minister to Israel. Let's just take just about 10 seconds of silence. We remember. Our scripture this week is Exodus chapter 13, verse 17, through chapter 17, verse 16. Exodus chapter 13, 17, through chapter 17, verse 16. Judges chapter 4, verse 4, through chapter 5, verse 31. Judges chapter 4, verse 4, through 5, 31. And Matthew chapter 14, 22 through 33, Matthew chapter 14, 22 to 23. Now, our history lesson comes from the place where God is going to do the miraculous. He said, I'm going to lead you out. Instead of on the most direct route, he takes the people by the way of the wilderness. There's reason for that. We'll talk about that. God goes before them in a pillar of fire and a pillar of cloud. And upon leaving Egypt, Moses takes Joseph's bones with him because Joseph said, surely God will remember you and bring you my bones with you to this promised land. God told Moses to live by the Sea of Reeds, which is the Red Sea. They'd harden the heart of Pharaoh, who tried to capture them there. And what happens is that by that motion, the authority will be everywhere, and people will acknowledge that the Lord is God. Exactly the way that history happened. Pharaoh sends his best army. And as Pharaoh's army approached, the children of Israel cries out to the Lord in fear and to Moses, why did you bring us here to die? Let us go back to Egypt as slaves. Of course, Moses says, stand firm, watch how God will deliver you. Then God said to Moses, when you stretch forth your hand over the sea, I will split it. You shall cross safely, but with a stiffened heart, Pharaoh's army will go in after you. Hallelujah. They may be mighty, but I'll prove that I am the Almighty. There you go. Listen, let me tell you something. That's a great point right there. Things may be coming against you that appears to be mighty, appears to be very formidable, appears to be very strong, appears to be very overwhelming. But you have to remember, no matter what that thing is, God is the Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then, now, and forever. Here's what happened. The angel of the Lord went behind the Jewish camp while a pillar of cloud went in front of the Egyptian camp so no one would come near the other. God said, that's enough. And God always does that. You know that? God says, that's enough. That's enough. So in your life right now, right this moment, this history is telling us that God will say to the formidable things around you, that's enough. Hallelujah. Moses then stretched forth his hand as God commanded. Strong east wind to split the water. The walls go up on either side and Israel crosses the river on dry land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I did a message last year called In the Midst. In the midst. They go out in the midst. And in the midst of that trouble, in the midst of that pain, God acts. Let me tell you something. In the midst of your pain, the midst of your trouble, the midst of your difficulty, God will act on your behalf. The Egyptians raced army and all after them, and God confounded them with mud to break their chariots' wheels. God said, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. That's enough. Hallelujah. God will confound your enemy and break their power over you. Hallelujah. Moses, here's from God. Stretch out his hand again and let the waters return. And by morning, the sea had covered the army of Pharaoh, so not even one of them remained. When the Jewish people saw what the Lord had done, they trusted and they believed that they could trust in God and Moses as their prophet. Moses and Israel sang this song unto the Lord. Who is like thee, O Lord, among all gods who are worshipped? Who is like thee, majestic in holiness, awesome in splendor, working wonders? And the Lord will reign forever and forever. Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, with her drum in her hand, led the women in song and dance. Sing unto the Lord, for God has triumphant gloriously. Hallelujah. And that's what God will do. He triumphs. He's Lord over all our problem. That's the history for today. And we can praise him for that.